This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. A poll from Marquette University shows Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes with a slight lead over Milwaukee Bucks executive Alex Lazry in the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate. Barnes is at 25 percentage points. Lazry is at 21. Other Senate contenders, State Treasurer Sarah Gottlewski and Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson, are 16 to 18 percentage points behind Barnes. The poll also shows Barnes, Gottlewski, or Nelson would narrowly defeat incumbent Republican Senator Ron Johnson in November, with Johnson slightly ahead of Lazry in a hypothetical matchup. The survey of about 800 registered voters was conducted late last week and early this week. The poll's margin of error for primary elections is about plus or minus 6%. Pollster Charles Franklin says even though Barnes and Lazry are well ahead of Gottlewski and Nelson, it doesn't mean the Democratic Senate primary is now a two-person race.
Certainly Barnes and Lazry have been pretty close with a little bit of an advantage to Barnes, and that's been consistent. But you see Gottlewski rising a bit, but I think on that Democratic side, again, there's still a third of the people without their minds made up. And if you look at the matchups with Johnson, three of the Democratic candidates have a claim for doing pretty well, and Lazary's only a few points behind Johnson. So, you know, I expect that the closeness of those Johnson races gives each of the candidates something to say they have a chance of being a successful competitor.
But Franklin says the new poll also shows Republican voters are more enthusiastic about casting a ballot this year. He says if the Democrats don't catch up on that factor, enthusiasm could make a difference in November.
The smaller the electorate, the better Republicans do. Enough so that in a sufficiently low turnout race, if the election were held today, you would move from a very small Democratic advantage to a very small Republican advantage. So that's, I think, just a good demonstration that turnout matters.
Franklin says the next Marquette poll on the Wisconsin contest will be released after the August 9th primary election. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.